Good Monday morning, and unless you are the recently former Minister of Agriculture, then it's not a very good morning. But to the rest of us, good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut E. Sofa and Eagle FM. It's a Monday. We are all full of energy. We had a restful weekend where we had to do absolutely nothing except those of us that were dragged in the studio by some people who won't mention me. Relax, he's not listening. For those of you that are new, welcome to this comedy show hosted by this comedian, you know, Kavango, short, you know, sexy, cute and cuddly, you know, very dangerous combo. And doesn't have a crocodile pet, for those of you that are not from Kavango, you know, we don't do that. And, you know, well, you keep saying that, yeah, because you people keep assuming. And for the millionth time, crocodiles eats us too. I'm going to repeat that again. I know a lot of you will find this shocking, but yeah, they also, well, eat us too. So, don't mix things up. We are people. They are wild animals. It means, they eat, well, everything that is made out of meat. Now, We have quite a menu here, this morning, since it's a weekend. I decided to spend some of my own money, of which I spent, how much? I have to do the math. How much do I spend? Because I'm very good, you know, my financial wisdom is very quirky. It's, you know, okay, I'm terrible at making financial decisions. Fine. You know, I ran out of English on that one. But here's the thing. I'm yet to do the math of how much I spent on on these newspapers every month. But, this comedy show goes, runs until the hour of 11. So we are just going to dive in head first. No, let's start slowly. One thing I came to learn this morning is that, there's not a lot of difference between, okay, how about this? Financial decisions can be drawn. Financial wisdom can be drawn from the Bible. It turns out if you just translate it properly, the Bible can give you a lot of financial, advice. Why am I bringing up the Bible on Monday morning? Well, it's simple. It's because of what's going on in Okahanja. I want to appeal to all man of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, you know, for those of you that keeps telling people, hey, we can prophesy, prophesy what's happening in Okahanja. If you can't prophesy that, you are not prophesying marrying my wife. And newsflash, if you prophesy marrying my wife in front of me, that God that told you that my wife is supposed to be yours, you know, the guy that communicated that dream to you, communicated that message to you via a dream, you are meeting him in person. I know the best, using one of the fastest form of transport known as, there are a lot of forms of transport that can be used by an angry husband, high man of God who cannot predict what's going on in Okahanja, but, you know, I see your future. You're going to be, Minister of Agriculture. And also things are going to go south. I would have just gone, okay, man of God, whoa, easy. Okay, now let's just, cut a long story short. But, guys, I have asked this question before to all of you, man of God, anything that is holy or unholy. I don't care at this point. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. So, anything that's holy or unholy, or on the unholy part, when the consequences come, leave us out of it. But, if none of you can, you know, prophesy, you know, see the future of what the heck is going on in Okahandja, you will have a very hard time convincing me that you can still prophesy. I'm just saying. You see, things like this is what, you know, makes me justify Nebuchadnezzar's nonsensical action in Daniel chapter 2. Put in mind that Nebuchadnezzar is one of my favorite character in the Bible, the king of Babylon. I was born and raised in a very churchy family, so believe me, I may not look churchy, and I don't have a PhD in theology, but I know my way around that book. Now, here's the thing. In Daniel chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar was surrounded by a bunch of guys that called themselves, quote-unquote, wise men. These guys always assured the king that, relax, your majesty, we can tell the future. You know what? That inflated the king's ego so high to the point where one day Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of which he forgot. But he still, the beauty of being a king. Nebuchadnezzar still woke up one day and called his wise men and told them, you know what? Well, on today's itinerary, it's not a lot of things that I'm asking from you guys. It's not that complicated. I mean, it's just like a small favor. Now, your mission, should you choose to accept it? Who am I kidding? You have to choose to accept it, because if you don't, you know, I'm going to kill you and your family members and then set your houses on fire. It turns out, back in Nebuchadnezzar's time, that was called justice, you know. Look, that's actually one of the reasons why we came up with, with the separation of power. Because back then, the king was the legislative branch, executive branch, and the judiciary. Translation, he made the laws, and then, he proposed the laws, and then made the laws, and then executed the laws. All power under one man. But anyway, King Nebuchadnezzar calls his wise men and tells them, your mission, you will have to accept it if you want to keep your head attached to your shoulders. Now, with that, what you will have to do is, first of all, there is this dream that I had, which I, the dream header, have forgotten. Now, task number one, you have to remind me the dream that I had and forgot. Now, after reminding me of that dream, like all of it from the beginning to the end, after reminding me, I also want you guys to interpret that dream and explain to me what that dream means. That should be hard. You guys are wise men. At this point, when I was going through, when I was reading all the tragic stories coming out of Okahandja, I was like, you see, these are some of the disadvantages of democracy. Because back in, in absolute monarchy, the governor or the constituency councillor would just, wake up and, just decide, you know what? All the prophets and everyone that can tell the future, I don't care where you're getting your powers from. As long as you stay, okay, let's take this to the point where the president is now. It's not the president. She was not elected. She's the queen. A big guy, upstairs, spiritual guy, gave her and only her and her family the power to rule over Namibia. Now, anyway, before Itula starts calling me and starts, we live in democracy. Relax. Oga lawyer, I know. And Oga dentist. Man, that guy is a genius. But anyway, imagine, Her Royal Highness Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa standing up and saying, okay, you know what? Gathering all the prophets, man of God, man of anything that proclaims to see the future, gathering them, gets them to the state house and tells them, yeah, you know what? We have something weird going on in Okahandja. There's some idiot that keeps raping and then mutilating kids. So, what I want from you guys is to prophesy and find out who that idiot is and then bring them to the state house. Have a good day. Yeah, I'm telling you, if we lived in that time period and she does that, you will see how your prophets will be shaking. Like, their knees will be knocking against each other. I'm telling you, the very same guys that are telling you, I can prophesy, if the president does that, Well, if the president did that, yeah, that's the correct one. If the president did that, you see man of God going, how much is a ticket to Australia again? You will have some, you know, you have some man of God saying, well, actually, my nationality is DRC. My parents, you know, immigrated here, you know, 5,000 years ago. Now, I've just spoken to President Tshisekedi and he told me that, well, you know, my ancestral plot is still somewhere just by the side of, you know, Kinshasa. Can the president please do that, please? Wanna see who can really see the future and who is just doing it for our offerings. somewhere out there's a prophet going, I thank God for democracy. Because if that happened, I swear I would be the first one to get executed. Well, then stop lying. But, I was picturing that the whole night, like how it would turn out. Okay, I think this is a sign that you are growing old. Like, usually as a straight guy, in the middle of the night, you're supposed to be picturing people without their clothes on. But now I spend the whole night picturing, you know, prophets, man of God, shaking their knees. Like, okay, now, there's this type of a dance called Mapanzula. Now, if you don't know what it is, then get yourself a Kavango friend. They will explain it to you. But for those of you that don't have Kavango friends, don't worry. I got you covered. One, I'm still recommending that you get one. Not as a security guard, we can do, there's a lot of things we can do. One of which is, radio presenting and making people laugh and lying. Actually, we all lie, but anyway. There's this type of a dance called Mapanzula, where the type of a dance, you know, is danced in a way that you shake your legs so that your knees can, you know, just not knock the heck out of each other, no? Can just be, you know, coming closer to each other and away and in a repetitive motion. Now, I think, this is just at the top of my head, I think if the president was an absolute monarchy, if Namibia was an absolute monarchy and not a democracy, and the president decided, you know what, all man of God or man of anything that is holy, unholy, as long as that thing can see the future, or prophesy, komiso, by the state house, you know, state case. Now, your job, Jaisal Alice, prophesy with the assistance from Yere, Jaisal, tell Alice, the Namibian Mense, that Han an in Okahanja. Now, bye bye. You have 24 hours. I'm picturing someone. I just don't want to mention any names. I'm picturing one of the prophet. If the president did that, I know that guy will just go, from the state house, bro will just go straight to the Ministry of Home Affairs, get himself a passport, cost what it may, and then hop on a plane, to spread the quote-unquote word of God somewhere where it is needed until the storm settles. Now, for those of you that know the president personally, you keep sharing with her this brilliant idea. Now, this is what I want you to do. Don't just go there and start saying things like, no, I was listening to Eagle FM on this comedy show guy. Don't do that. As much as I would like the president to laugh at my jokes, what I want is to drive the message home. So here's what you do. Go to the state house with the Bible. And before someone starts saying, no, you can't preach to the president, and tell them, I'm not here to preach to the president. I'm here to give the president the message. This message is not from God. Maybe it's partly from God. But the point is, the message is coming from the book of Daniel chapter 2. How about we carry out this? Just this week, we pass a directive that makes it mandatory for all the man of God to prophesy what's going on in Okahanja, or we'll put the Fisher Rote prosecution aside and then, you know, start prosecuting them for lying to people and taking their offerings. someone out there is really praying for me. The demon is infecting him. And no, not demon, Baba. Go out then. Don't prophesy my talent. Go and prophesy Okahanja. Oh yeah, Han, it's just right here. Especially, now imagine the pressure of listening to this show as a prophet and you live in Okahanja. First of all, well, thank you for tuning in. But second of all, Baba, I mean, you'll be doing us justice. Because I'm looking at, this is not something that we should be having as headlines. Was that? Yeah. Okahanja butchers hounds nation. Like, no one likes headlines like this. Now, as a comedian, it makes it very difficult for me to crack jokes around events like that. I know right next to it is, former Minister of Agriculture. But that guy has his own stories going on, which is also not making the president very nice on that one. But I'm not the only one. Amambo here agrees with me. So, for those of you that know the president personally, just take the book of Daniel chapter 2. You don't have to carry the whole Bible. Just print out the story of Nebuchadnezzar, sit with her. Because she's busy, she's basically running the country. So you'll have to summarize that whole thing. And tell her, Your Excellency, there is this form of ruling that we decided to get rid of. Because, well, a bunch of guys like King Henry VIII kept abusing it by, killing his wives because they were not giving him a son. Before you start saying, oh no, black people abuse power. Are you familiar with the name King Henry VIII? You know, like the father of Queen Elizabeth I. Bro was very good at separating his, chances are very high if he slept with that woman, instead of breaking up or divorcing, he, sent her to... Okay, now that was King Henry VIII way of showing that I love you till death. Like, literally. Bro was, understood it, literally. But let's give our prophets, a round of applause for, in advance for telling us what's going on in Okahanja. They will, in Jesus' name. Or whatever religion you go for, that guy's name, go with it. So, your turn to prove to us, because there are a lot of skeptics like yours truly here that go, every time I hear someone saying, I will prophesy, I go like, oh dear, not again. Now, it's your time now to do something that's good for the country, and not only for the country, but also for your own good, because it will really increase your popularity. And it will also increase that, the amount of money paid in that bucket. Every Sunday, Saturday, Friday, whatever day you choose to go to church. And those ones that are crazy enough to donate their house. I'm telling you, you guys are just nuts at this point. Not the prophet. No. If you are crazy enough to donate your house so that you can be blessed with a house. What? Are you donating a house? And you want to be blessed with a house. Walk me through it. Like, how is this supposed to work again? Well, I'm donating a house with 4 rooms because man of God told me that if I do that, by the way, I'm donating a house to him. Not to a bunch of homeless guys, no, to him. And you see now, this is where you lose me at the meth. And until you start explaining, we're going to have some serious problem. Now, the thing is, I don't know how to have a serious conversation. So everything, like, my girlfriend will, explain to you how annoying I can be when it comes to serious conversations. I don't know how to do that. Every time she brings up a serious conversation, I throw in jokes, of which she's very good at laughing at, but at the end of of that laughter, I end up, taking the couch. She should really stop doing that. I'm not indirectly saying, saying these things to you, sweetheart. I'm just saying, let's see, we live in a democratic society. Let's take a quick break and then we'll continue on the other side. But my message for prophets and a man of anything that's holy still remains. You guys have one job. I think I have some internet connection issues here for some reason. Just a quick break.
Oyo mnangeshefa ne wa hara kushivifa oma kuro ye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuro olongaha ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116 mwamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, while we are on this whole, spiritual part, albeit a very twisted, comedy ones, comedy oriented type of the spiritual discussion. Don't take it serious, because if you do and you end up with a heart attack, repeat after me. I am not responsible. No, Eagle FM is responsible for your heart attack. Now, let's go back to the beginning of, to the beginning where I said, if you just take the good book, the Bible, and then you read it with the right translator, it's full of financial wisdom. Now, let me give you an example. With the whole prophets thing, I used Daniel chapter 2. Now let's go to, one of my personal favorite, book, honestly. And, chapter, and that's, Matthew chapter 24. The heading or the title is Jesus Opens the Future of His Disciples. Now, that is according to the Bible. Now, according to the book of, financial wisdom, which is more, the book of financial wisdom chapter 3, because in the Bible is chapter 24, Matthew. Now, in the book of financial wisdom, it's chapter 3. Jesus opens the future of his disciples. This one? Now, in the book of financial wisdom, it says, employer opens the eyes of his employees. Now, the Bible says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. The book of financial wisdom states, and the employer went to the ATM, and his employees followed him for to show him just how wonderful this piece of machine is. Back to the, Holy God. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, they shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. The book of financial wisdom, upon employees looking at the ATM and admiring it, the employer told them that I tell you that after 1 weekend of getting paid, no money shall be left here, at least not for you, if you don't spend your money wisely. And then it goes on to say, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives, we're still on the man of God, Mount of Olives, and disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And the employees came to the employer and said, when are we gonna be broke? And the employer assured, man of God told them, these things are, when you see wars and pestilence and everything, and the employer told them that when you shall see many skits, thou shalt know that thine finances are about to be in negatives if thou art not careful. As a woman out there hating me right now, you are very misogynistic. You are supposed to laugh. It's a joke. Relax. Huh? Relax. See? That's just a very short one. That's just a few verses in the good book that I've managed to prove to all of you that there's a lot of financial wisdom here if you have the right interpreter. Which is why it's very important. It's very important to maintain your spiritual life, godly, traditionally, as long as you have spiritual life. As long as that spiritual life is not asking you to donate your entire house so you can be blessed with a house. Donate your car so you can be blessed with a car. What the heck? See, this is why I like stage comedy now, because you can just throw the F words left, right, and center, but, Crane will call 083-288-400, and then, I have a boss who likes creativity and likes my jokes. Thanks, boss. And who, believe me, will just, forget management and everything. Oh, he's gonna call me himself. And that's how I know this is not gonna end well. So, there's a lot of financial wisdom. I'm saying this because, the end is nigh. Oh, now, the biblical, okay, that's the biblical interpretation. The financial wisdom interpretation of that biblical interpretation is month end is nigh. Therefore, be careful that thou shall not end a break. So Wednesday is payday for month enders. Yay, it's only tomorrow left. And yet it looks like, we still have a whole month in between. But anyway, and then 30th. Why is 30th so special? Well, one, month end. Those are the ones, the month enders, we are getting paid. And members of parliament, April 30th every year is a due date for asset declaration. If you have a weed farm, we want to know about it. And we all want to know about it for all kinds of reasons. Comrade Chikongo wants to arrest you. Some of us just want to help you water your crops because, we are combating global warming here. We don't care what type of plants you are planting, as long as it's absorbing the carbon dioxide from the air. It's really helpful. Although we know that when it dries, it's going to be converted back into carbon dioxide. That's the best carbon dioxide ever. Best carbon dioxide ever. I don't think that's carbon dioxide, though. I think that should be called carbon heavenly oxide. I don't want the, I know that the attention of the Namibian authorities were on the fish road, and then now Ministry of Agriculture, former Minister of Agriculture, recently former, not the old former ones. Now, I don't want to focus much on this whole green example, before, Komishi Kongo comes here knocking like, there's this joke that you made, Oga, it's a joke. It's a joke. And if you ask so many questions, I'll take you back to that car accident. then that's when your comrade is going to go, well, you know what? We're just here to look around. There are no threats here. There are no threats here. Boys, let's go. Like, yeah, see? That's how you do it. He's not watching, is he? Well, just checking. So, before we get to, before we get to print media, let me introduce you to the e-villager newspaper. Now, the e-villager newspaper is a soft, newspaper, aka an electronic paper, paper printed by the villager. The villager, which is a younger sister of Eagle FM. I'm sorry, may sound like a, okay, it is a joke, but I also ran out of English. Now, the e-villager, you can subscribe to the e-villager by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 081-200-4144. And do save the number so you are not a stranger. 081-200-4144. Send the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 081-200-4144. And you will have the luxury, the privilege of receiving, being informed every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the wisdom coming from this wonderful team that we have here, aka Team Eagle FM. They will be gathering the information for you. All you just need is decent internet connection, and it's going to be in your inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that is until further notice. Actually, until you unsubscribe. I don't know why you do that, but anyway. Now, what we have today, usually for those, for regular listeners, knows that, these are the things that, okay. Michael, the reason why my show follows Michael's show is so that Michael can take you through this paper in a serious way. Because when I sit in this chair, seriousness goes out through the window. Okay, the window doesn't open. Two soundproof doors. It means, it's the reason why they are transparent. You know, because they are soundproof. Because if they are not transparent and someone sneaks under my desk before I come here and starts strangling me, I'll not stand a chance until I turn on the mic. Of which my show is now going to be very confusing, because everyone will be like, is he really dying, or is one of those things that he does to make us laugh? Well, as long as I'm not doing it in Afrikaans, I really am dying. But if you hear me saying things like, ekasa being duot, yeah, I just laugh. Okay, yeah, just check up on me and then laugh. I don't trust some of these things. But the e-villager. Quotas auction raise red flags in fishing sector. Yeah? Thought I was the only one with red flags. But anyway. Unfortunately for me, I need a screen that's closer to my face, because, well, I'm still in denial about picking up my prescription.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. It's 11 past the hour of 10. We are going. This is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and on this show we only do comedy, and we go until the hour of 11. Oh. We have a column. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Please participate.
I'm an Eagle FM listener here at the North. It has been like 2 months now without hearing from you guys.
So this is the radio frequency, right?
Yes, I'm calling like just to tell you that it has been 2 months now without hearing from you at the North. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been having frequency trouble, and the IT guys have been working on it, and every time I storm in here, I just, it just slips my mind to pass by their office to find out, like, what the problem is. I know they are working on it, but, if it's taking that long, then it's obviously something that must be bigger.
Okay.
For the meantime, I know that, I know that it's not something that's, it's inconveniencing a lot of people, but for the meantime that they are working on that frequency, just try using the website or the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, and please do share the message.
Okay.
Thank you.
How much? Okay.
12 minutes past the hour of 10, guys, if it's taking that long for the guys to fix, it's something structural, infrastructural, or some of the techie things they do. But if it's taking that long, believe me, they have a boss who is calling them every 5 minutes. But don't tell him I say that. But for the meantime, try using the app or the website, and they are on the whole whole frequency in terms of traditional radio. The IT guys are obviously on that, like, day in, day out. Eesh. Sucks to be in IT at Eagle FM with these things going on. And we have the website up and running. We have the app up and running. The app is up and running, right? Anyway, also we have, especially for Helmut and Franz that like to show their faces to all their listeners, we do live stream on the Eagle FM Facebook page. I do it every day, Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 11:00. But sometimes I do come here with an apology. Well, there's this. Usually when I didn't have my hair combed properly, and I don't want to turn on the camera for everyone to see that I'm having a terrible hair day, I just come in and tell you, well, my smartphone camera is not working properly. Okay. Did I just snitch on myself? I've got to learn to shut up. Forget I said that now. The e-villager, what is in there? Mining sector pumps over 24 billion into local economy. Drop in diamond output hurts government revenue. Now, the drop in diamond output is coming from yours truly, Donald Trump's executive orders. Not really executive orders, but mostly tariffs. At least that's also punching our diamond, our diamond revenue hard in the face. And then that's coming from the West, and coming from the East is lead-may diamonds, because China is dominating that department. And also, by the way, I don't really blame the guys that came up with lead-may diamonds here, because the guys that were mining diamonds, I just don't want to mention any names, they bottlenecked the diamond supply to drive up the demand, and so did the price. So now this lead-made diamonds is just the consequences of bottlenecking the diamond industry that's coming to haunt us. Congratulations. We're idiots. Necessity breeds innovation. There's a reason why countries like Cuba, that are under sanction, like Cuba and Iran, they don't have a choice but to be innovative. They don't have a luxury of depending on trading partners to supply them with a lot of things that they need. They have to figure it out. Things like that makes me wish we were sanctioned. I think we would be very creative. But the thing about, most sanctioned countries in Africa, corruption goes through the roof. You have the president's sister dealing, you know, the minister of diamonds, selling diamonds, almost like selling gold in cash. And then all the money is used to send their kids to, you know, to private schools in countries of the guys that sanctioned them. I don't understand Africans. Like, at this point, I don't. Like, seriously, like, just how dumb can you be? Moving on. Quota auctions, raises red flags in fishing sector. Mati Amukwa, chairperson of Confederation of Namibian Fishing Association, says government quota auctions are reaching prices that do not show the real economic value of the quota. Every time I say fishing quotas, it reminds me of, maybe I'm just hungry, of single quotas. Because it's in the name, guys. It's in the name, single quotas. Why would you go with a ring to single quotas? It's called single. It's supposed to be for, single people to go there and mingle, meet-wise, mingle tradition. Like, it's the best place you can go and mingle. Now I'm just, I'm just realizing that I'm marketing for them, and every time I go there, they don't give me free meat. Oh yeah, get out of here. But anyway, traditional food is on a whole another level. My Facebook viewers, my internet is being a little bit corrupt. So my internet is going up and down, so. It's beginning to get on my nerves. From here, I'm going to call them always prepared, Paratus. You were not prepared for like several times in my show. So, he says, we're back to the fishing quota. He says that the price ignores the national development plan's goal to create jobs and adding value. Oh dear. Now this is what brings me to, a discussion similar to the one that I had yesterday morning when I was filling in for France. That, first of all, I don't know, for those of you that missed the show, and for those of you that missed what's going on in the world, especially, I have to send a shout out to General Michael Langley of the US Africa Command. That guy have united African youth across the continent and Africans' youth in diaspora. What he did was he sat in front of Congress and called the president or military junta, whatever title you prefer, of Burkina Faso, a lot of colorful names. Now, one statement that, that stood up for a lot of African youth was when General Langley said, Captain Ibrahim Traoré is using the resources of a country to boost his security. He's spending all the money on his security. And, enriching a bunch of his, a bunch of his buddies. Therefore, the money is not reaching the people on the ground. Oh dear. You have no idea how many things are wrong with that statement. One, it's coming from an American. A lot of Pan-Africanists went bananas. And they started cooking pretty much every Black president, or basically a lot of Black leaders, including President Obama, that in 2011 they used a Black man, Obama, to topple Gaddafi. Why does this look like they are going to use another Black guy again to topple another African leader? I'm like, okay, this should be fun. So at this point I'm getting my popcorns. And then I went to social media. Oh dear. Bro is being cooked by both Africans and, by Africans and African Americans. I'm like, okay, this guy is not famous right now. He's not very famous right now. Now, I think, a few weeks ago, if he's still not is in Ivory Coast, which is why, you know, after, you know, which is why, you know, when the allegation of the attempted coup in Ivory Coast came out, not in Ivory Coast, in Burkina Faso, the first country to be named to be a headquarter of this coup organizers was Ivory Coast. I was like, yo-hoo, African politics is getting very awesome. But anyway, one thing that I'm not looking at this from, you know, from how Ibrahim Traoré came to office. I'm looking at this from, president's perspective. Picture this. You see, any parent will tell you that if you go to work every day and promise your kids sweets and come back empty-handed, you go today, Monday, you go to work, tell them, when I come back, I'm going to bring you sweets. And then you come back empty-handed. And when you are leaving for work tomorrow, you tell, yeah, when you come back tomorrow without, when you come back today without sweets, you tell them, well, I totally forgot. I swear tomorrow when I go back to work, when I come back, I will bring you a whole lot of your favorite candy. Tuesday, then you go and then come back without any sweets. Okay? And then you tell them, okay, you know what? Tomorrow, we are now talking about Wednesday. Tomorrow when I, you know, I'm gonna go to work. When I come back, I'll bring you a lot of sweets. By Friday, when you tell them that you are going to bring them sweets, they will, they'll start going, yeah, we've heard that before. I think this is why, this is where the West have lost Africa now, especially when it comes to the youth. Now, a lot of social media people, people on the internet, just being people on the internet, they decided to write a list of recommendations. They wrote a letter, a list of people, a list of African leaders that if General Langley wants to solve the African problem by getting rid of African leaders, some Africans decided, you know what? How about if this guy wants to fix Africa, you're black, you want to fix motherland, congratulations. Now, welcome, you know, come here. We'll give you a list of leaders to get rid of if you want to fix the continent. Okay, my God, that was my favorite list. Now, number one on that list was the current president of Ivory Coast. Now, number two on that list was, Kagame. Number three on that list was Museveni. And, I was disappointed I didn't see the president of Cameroon on that list because, well, I was like, okay, now, that guy, put him on the list. And, who else was on that list? Yeah. I was like, people are taking this thing personally. And guys both in and out of Africa, black or white, I'm telling you, which is why I'm saying, I've got to send a shout out to Michael Langley. Bro solved African differences and racism with one Congress hearing. White people were going, white people both in and out of Africa were telling him, here's the thing. We have seen this before. And look, after the toppling of Gaddafi back in 2011, the way that Western leaders handled that information, they didn't help at all, because a video of Hillary Clinton is still on the internet of her saying, "We came, we saw, he died." That video resurfaced again, and well, guess what? Hillary Clinton came, well, also in a crossfire, and I'm sitting there and going. This is the best time to be alive. Guys, if you're alive today, black or white, you have a lot of things to appreciate. One of which is, we are seeing white people and black people at the bottom of the economic spectrum come together and cook black people and white people at the top of the economic spectrum. Because white people came in and started cooking, black people and white people and Asians. Well, they, oh no, they came together on this one. We came together on this one and started cooking Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. They didn't care about your skin color at this point, which is why I'm saying thank you very much, Michael Lang. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because I come here every day and I'm singing to people and I thought my voice was falling on deaf ears. I'm coming here every day and telling people, you know what? That whole thing of blacks versus whites, that thing doesn't work anymore. Today, you can be betrayed by one of your own. You can be betrayed by someone of your similar skin color. You can be betrayed by one of your similar gender. I don't want to mention any names. Because, well, I don't have time. Mostly I don't have bodyguards. You can be betrayed by anyone. So just read the lines carefully, because the person you are saying, I trust that guy, is the one that turns around and stabs you in the back. Which reminded me, about the time when Obama became the president. Do you remember the hype in black people, both in and outside the U.S.? We have the first black president. He's gonna have the, black interest at heart. Bro just went on, backstabbing after backstabbing for two administrations, two terms that he was in office. He's just one backstabbing after another. And he had his white buddies like Hillary Clinton, if you have seen them, what movie is this? Is it 24 hours in Benghazi? Yeah. Benghazi is in Sudan, right? Yeah, in Benghazi. Now, that movie is based on a real life story of a secret operation that yours truly turns out, secret base or secret, what they call black sites or whatever they call it. As long, secret something used to defend private interest, of which the name of Hillary Clinton came up a lot. And who is this? Is something Nuland? Also, when Obama was backstabbing Africans here during the Obama administration, that Nuland lady was backstabbing, fellow Europeans on the whole Ukraine thing. I think these two stories proved to us that, black people are mostly put in high office so they can be used to backstab black people. And white people are also put in high office so they can be used to backstab white people. Because, is it Victor Nuland? I know the lady's name is something Nuland. And also throw in Hillary Clinton and that one. While white people were being used to backstab white people in Ukraine and black people were being used to backstab black people in Africa, I'm like, bravo, these guys have figured out. Now, on this whole General Langley thing, a lot of Africans were going like, and actually not a lot of Africans, millennials and Gen Z, they decided, you know what, we have seen this before. So we are not falling for this black and white crap. We know what these people are doing. They will use a black person to screw black people, and they will use white people to screw white people. You remember back in 2022 when, when President Zelensky wanted to negotiate? Guess who toppled the entire negotiation? Boris Johnson. Told him, no, don't worry, don't negotiate. We will provide you with all the arms so you can go and fight. Now, the math they didn't do is guns don't fire themselves. If Ukraine runs out of soldiers, you can provide them as much guns as you can. They are not going to have the manpower to basically hold these guns, go to the battlefield and pull the trigger. Now, you can see that, Boris Johnson is white, Hillary Clinton is white, Victoria Nuland is white, and Zelensky is white. They came together and cooked up the chaos in Ukraine. Putin is white. Don't you just love that? And then you come in Africa now. Duffy, black, and you have, General Langley, black, Obama, black, and throw the president of Ivory Coast black. You see? This has nothing to do with whether you're white or not. So, which is why every time I run into people saying, you know, I hate white people, I'm like, oh, hey, this one is going to find out the hard way that there are black people that will backstab you, and there are white people that will have your back. There are black people that will backstab you hard. There are Chinese that will have your back. And, oh, well, the same goes for, for white people. You know, a bunch of white people that still believe in white supremacists. Like, yeah. Look, that worked back in American Jim Crow. But now, nah, that's not gonna cut it. That's not gonna cut it. I love the 21st century. Seeing black people and white people and Asians and all of them coming to the realization that, actually, we are not superior. Now, for those of you that were listening to the Realm of the Historic Sea yesterday, I had that discussion in detail where we used Australia as a very excellent example. If you you can still find the podcast on our app. Because, you know, it will be worth it. France ruined my weekend, my weekend gaming plans. Because my game, my plans always go game until 5 in the morning and then sleep until 3 in the afternoon. That's my Sunday. We have people that, that have party, go out and party until 5 in the morning and then, sleep until, 3 in the afternoon. My partying is different. I party virtually. 27 minutes left to the hour of 27 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Helmed, and this is Mind the Gap Comedy. Mind the Gap Comedy. So let's take a quick break, come back on the other side, and go through print media now, shall we? And, okay, we'll just gloss through the e-villager stories, and then we'll get to print media. Prophets, and all those of you that claim, prophet or not, as long as you claim to see the future. Oh yeah, see the future of what's going on in Kahanja. Prophesy. Help the police. Is that how you do that or just stop stealing people's offering? No sense.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. It's 25 minutes left to the hour of 11. Now, the line is 083-288-401. Call and pass the bait. So, we have, in the, at least in the e-villager, I can't use that screen for some reason. In the e-villager, we have, Namibians complaining about the diamond industry. But, things are going to change, guys. The ground dug, or aka mined diamonds, are facing a serious threat, and that is lab-made diamonds. Lab-made diamonds, and the lab-made diamond technology is just going to keep advancing, so this is, we'll be fighting an uphill battle. The technology is still going to be there. Then people will always prefer, most likely, if they were given to choose between one, to choose, which diamond to go for between the industrial one, aka lab-made diamond, and the one that's coming, coming from underground. Because the one that's coming from underground is going to be expensive because of the operational cost associated with getting the thing out of the ground. But the one that's made in the lab is just a bunch of guys that are sitting there with a bunch of computers, and then voila, you have your diamond. So it, you know, everything boils down to obviously the operation cost. Diamonds coming from the ground, that requires some massive earth-moving machines. Something you don't find, and these are, fuel-guzzling machines. And, that requires some transportation and polishing and stuff, but diamonds can be customly made. Oh, boy, that's terrible. So, because diamonds, I have two main uses. One is, their industrial applications is for high-end cutting and drilling tools. Take, for example, when you are drilling for oil, or when you are drilling through some hard metal, or when you are cutting through hard metal, you need diamond-tipped drills or diamond-coated, cutting discs for you to cut through some metals, or to cut through some rocks. Lab-made diamonds can do both. And also so can engagement rings, by the way. And wedding rings, by the way. So, you can fight it, but can you win? Unfortunately, I don't see that one working out. So, the mining industry spends 24 billion 154 million. Whoa, 24 billion 154 million on goods and services from Namibian businesses in 2024. This represents 46.2% of the percent of the sector's total revenue. Of 52 billion 295 million. Now, the figures were revealed by the president of the Chamber of Mines, Chamber of Mines of Namibia, Zebra Kasete, in his mining review of 2024. The biggest threat to the diamond market, eastern part. Lab-made diamond. Western parts, executive orders and tariffs. We're not getting out of this one alive, are we? And, moving on. Unsettled debt threatens local infrastructure growth, warns Sankwasa. Deadline set for ministries to settle outstanding bills. Before November, MPs must settle debts. Development is going to be one giant question on this one. Now, this is actually why it's very important to have a long, hard discussion. My dirty mind every time I say long and hard, just go wild. But anyway, it's time to have a long, hard discussion about free tuition, because you know, free tuition that was announced in the State of the Nation address for the 2026 and moving forward. Because, you know, the economy is not doing wonderfully. To quote the Ugandan finance minister, who have been finance minister since 2015, but we judge me. You know, economy, you know, I'm here to assure you people and assure the country the economy is now on, you know, it's the same guy that said, colleagues, money will come. Bro is always trending for all kinds of funny reasons. But not, financial wisdom reasons. But anyway. Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa has called on government institutions and businesses to settle their debt with local authorities. Rondo. he made the call during the late independence celebration held on Saturday in Mukwe constituency. Hey! Why Mukwe? Well, actually, but anyway, Okay, seriously, why Mukwedo? That's my constituency. Well, to be fair, that's also in Kavango East. And also, Ruru is not helping. Sankwasa said the collective duty of all sectors is to develop, you know, is to develop the country, not destroy it with debt. That with debt is, you know, it's just for emphasis. With debt, he stressed that if there is true commitment to growth, everyone must pay what they owe. Although the man has a point. The man has a point. If we are not paying our debt, we use services, but then we don't want to pay for them, and yet we want those services to be efficient, and we want the country to develop. The question is how, because both development and efficiency, they're not cheap. Have you ever wondered why private institutions are expensive? Because, well, those services are not cheap. To maintain the standard of that level of service provision, it's not cheap. So every time we say, "Hey, government institutions," the service provision is just mediocre. It is mediocre because, well, you keep using the service, but you don't want to pay for it to reach the level of service provision where it will not be mediocre. Well, if you don't want to deal with mediocrity, then start paying for the services. We want public services to be awesome, but we don't want to put in the investment for it to be awesome. Now, that's what I call... this is the problem with our farming today. We like to cross our fingers and hope. You know, just cross your fingers and hope it rains. Cross your fingers and hope you get well. Jesus. Okay, we need help at this one. Moving on. That was James Sankwasa, albeit in my constituency. I'm not taking that one lightly, Honorable Sankwasa. Not cool, not cool. And you have another one here. The Namibian Competition Commission is with us here again, giving us some wisdom. The Namibian Competition Commission says free tertiary education unlikely to disrupt commission for now. My last part of that sentence was for now. Well, we knew this conversation was going to come because private institutions are now asking themselves, high institutions are asking themselves, hang on a second. Now that tertiary institutions, public institutions are as government subsidized, everyone will choose to go there and we're going to be broke.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfire with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always pay.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081 0810-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. We have 14 minutes left to, you know, say whatever nonsense we want to say. After that is Zuma Salicho, and then, you know, back to serious and serious convo. Boring. Really hoping they didn't hear me. Now, the Namibian Competition Commission, NACC, has stated that the government's plan to introduce free tertiary education at public institutions by 2026 will not immediately disrupt competition between public and private institutions. Not immediately. Not immediately. Why are they saying that? Well, the NACC spokesperson said the move should be welcomed by all players, both public and private. But look, well, we have... Well, public education has been subsidized all the way up to high school, and we didn't see any problem in terms of competition. So how is tertiary going to be any different? Let's face it, for the most part, most people find themselves in private high institutions because, well, they have, you know, somewhat flexible admission requirements. Now, unless that changes, you don't have to worry about competition. And also, let's face it, some of you guys are ridiculously expensive. Yo! my sister graduated last year, nursing. And you should say, you know, you should have seen my father dance. He was dancing that, oh, my little girl become a nurse now. But, those of us that knew the tuition fees that homeboy was paying, we knew he was dancing for two reasons. Reason number one, obviously, you know, little girl, nurse, blah, blah, blah. Show off. Reason number two is because now he had, you know, he no longer have to worry about those ridiculously high, when I say ridiculously, my dear Lord, do I mean ridiculously high from registration to, from registration. Oh, well. I forgot her birthday. I'm never going to hear the end of that. And what a terrible bigger brother. Leave me alone. I live in winter. Too much stress here from Jolo, work, everything. Give me a break. Now, anyway. I swear she's so killing me. But anyway. So, if there was no competition problem, from the subsidization of high school education and below, how is that competition going to erupt? Or more like become a big deal in tertiary. This is why on the day of the State of the Nation address, we kept pointing, you know, at least Helmut and Dwight here on Home Run, on Eagle FM, on Home Run, we kept pointing out that, you still have to qualify. Yes, tertiary is going to be free, but you still have to qualify. You still have to meet the admission requirements of that particular institution. So, or even though the institutions are saying, well, we have to be approached, you know. I know it was announced in the State of the Nation address, but we want to be approached, and I'm asking my question. Wait a second. The State of the Nation address was given, but you guys were not approached. Wait, what? What do I know about governing? I know about making fun of people governing, by the way. Students at private institutions. What is this? The National Competition Commission saying? Well, the National Council for Higher Education (NCHE) has welcomed the move. Deputy Executive Director of Operations at NCHE said the decision aligns with the Council's mandate to promote student access to higher education. Tuition fees have long been a barrier for students entering higher education. We are happy the president has taken students' concern to heart. Youth, congratulations. But before you start storming UNAM and, UNAM and NAST next year and start saying, well, education is free. Yes, it is. But did you qualify? If the answer is no, have a good day. Or go to, go to a private one. Upgrade. Quick question. What does this say about, Namco? Namco. Ish. Private technical institutions, on the other hand. Ish. May the Lord have mercy on your desks and chairs. Because boy, are they gonna be empty if you're not careful.
Uyamore
Rumo 200. Who 200?
Ah, it's alright, man.
Private institution he complained that free education he threatened their need, their business.
What is that?
Private, not how to put this. The Namibian Competition Commission is coming out to assure the private institutions that relax.
I think I have a network issue, man. Let me try to call back.
MTC, Paratus, Telecom Namibia, you had one job. One? No, not many. One. Fix the network. No, I told that we have very slow internet. Like real chameleon slow internet. Or more like at this point, it's safe to say that, global comparison, by global comparison, if our internet was put to race a snail, that, was put in a race with a snail is going to win the competition. Now, before you switch off my internet, this is a comedy show, you're just supposed to laugh. And
hello, Eagle FM.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How is Eagle FM?
Yes, it's Eagle FM and you are live on a please participate.
Yes, thank you very much. You are speaking to, we are in Okahanja, man. We are in Okahanja.
Yeah,
this one to head in Okahanja. I wanted to speak it in English now, but later I think I'll go back in Lozi. I'm just waiting that program for Lozi to come in.
It starts in 6 minutes.
Yeah. Now, this, let's just quickly run to it a bit. Okahanja, the memorial service we're having yesterday to the sports field there. I just wanted to put comment on it a bit. His excellent president, Netumbo Ndaitwah told the community yesterday is going to put state of emergency. State of emergency, it was last night, we don't see it, but he granted it yesterday. In Okahanja, we are going to have state of emergency. And my other point is, state of emergency for His Excellency. It was supposed to be serious. This thing is going serious now. And they're interviewing the teacher, which he was supposed to be put in jail already on Friday. But today, Monday, they are still interviewing him. Why is it like that?
I think it's a legislative issue, because if you have to put them in jail, you have to charge them. Now, if you don't know what to charge them with, and especially if you can't prove it, it's going to be very tricky to put them behind bars.
Yeah, but it cannot be strictly, because this was only one way straight, big boss. It was like from home to the class.
Yeah.
Now, if the children going out from the class, who must be the boss there? Tell me. Is the class teacher?
Yeah.
Now, why are we wasting time asking the class teacher about this and this, this and this? The kids, they came in the class, all of them, to come and attend the class. After that, now is the teacher self to decide where, who's going out, who's not going out. Like someone wants to pee. If I want to pee now, like on the radio, like I'll say, sorry, DJ, can I want to do this? You are not going to allow me. You are going to allow me.
Yeah,
it's actually it's a mission to you. You are going to allow me or you are not going to allow me? Is the question I'm asking now. You are going to allow me because I'm asking you the permission. So someone who didn't ask for permission, then you just serve the kid just like that. Huh? You just serve the kid just like that. The kid must just go outside because you are a teacher. That teacher must be taken to jail before 48 hours. People are going to demonstrate. And so we thank His Excellency yesterday. He came here and the bride. Okahanja has the governor, has the CEO. The governor yesterday, sorry, I'm going to drop now. The governor yesterday said he come in Okahanja first time. First time, how?
Huh? Okay. I just have one question, though. Take, for example, if you... two questions. One, you're saying that it's... you feel like it's not being handled properly. What would you suggest? Like, how would you suggest that the authorities handle the situation?
You are right. I suggest like this.
Yeah.
Netumbo Nandendai to a state of emergency. It was pressed yesterday. But people, they started roaming around in the night. We see them. One, we want Netumbo Ndaita to go back, state of emergency. This police for Okahanja, we were told to, they are going to be reshuffled. They go to other region. Then we need other people in this region. Things who are going on here, they are very wrong.
State of emergencies usually come with conditions. What conditions were put up? Was it just a strict like no one should leave their house or you could leave your house under certain conditions?
No, you can leave the house, but certain time it must be shut down. He said he's going to have state of emergency. State of emergency, we were having it in Gatsima Mlilo 2 August. Major General Martin Shari was there. State of emergency means certain time people they wake up, certain time people they move around. So this one for Netumbo Ndaito yesterday, he said you will set up state of emergency from which time to which time. He didn't talk that one. He leaves the people shocked. Now we actually we wanted to act like this short. In short, if it was me, my brother, state of emergency certain time. Two, the police for the region, they must be changed. Second, the last one, for other people to come back in the line. I'm going back on the laws service for me to explain nice. Thank you very much, my boss.
All right, no problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Taking someone, taking someone to jail, you first have to prosecute them. That's the problem. I think this is one of those things where the people that are in power now are caught between a rock and a hard place. Because, taking someone to jail, you first have to prosecute them, and then if the
slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Audio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma akuro weo kupitira mohorike radio station na weo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. ningi kwata fano na Monica kushikondo sho ipindi konora hetatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817141116 mamberewa konora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, what was I before the quick, before the commercial break, strangled me. Phew. The word I almost used there. But anyway, a minute past the hour of 11, if you just tuned in, you have tuned in at the end of Mind the Gap, comedy show, and at the beginning of Sizwe Masalitso Lozi show, comedy show with Helmut, and Lozi show with Vo Francine Ngela and the Vo Mana Lisa, aka Vo Wife Too. And Vo Wife Too is looking very corporate. Now, with that, and with that, that brings me to the end of my show for today. Lukato Bonana Happy. Lukato Bonana. You're walking in with bottles of wine. What are you celebrating? Very corporate. And okay, never leave a radio presenter with alcohol in the studio. Two bottles later, you know, I'm singing the monotendela in a very broken, you know, Oshuambo, and everyone is going like, arrest him! Forget what's going on in Fishrotter, forget Okahanja. This one is priority. Now, if you guys do that, you know, that would be really mean. Now, where were we? On, you know, to take someone to, okay, how about this? Article, look, being in power is difficult, guys. I don't think I can do that. Not only do they have to vet your behind left, right, and center, and if they find out any suspicious activities, whether of you having some, you know, teenage intimate relationships in your past, or some, you know, allegations of you bribing them, all these things are going to be used for or against you in the court of law. Okay, well, I'm never joining politics, that's for sure. And I think politics is going to be very difficult in the future, seeing what my generation is posting on social media left, right, and center these days. Politics is not going to be very easy in the coming future. Now, so what's going on in Okahanja is very painful, but every accused will have to be, all the accused will have to be interviewed, will have to be investigated according to the written laws. That means you can't just storm in and then throw them to jail without being investigated. And that investigation will have to be done following certain legal protocols. And then if the investigations are found to be ironclad, the proof is found, they will have to put them on trial. And that trial, cross-examinations, proof in witnesses will have to be called and blah, blah, blah. And then sentence. Unfortunately, I know, which is why I'm saying I'm not participating in all this whole power thing. Turns out they also investigate, people that you previously slept with. First of all, vetting process. Yeah, and you are vetted by the intelligent guys. And those guys, believe me, they go through the email address you created 10 years ago. So, okay, so, this is just the drop my head intelligence guy. Can you guys retrieve view ones? Asking for a friend.
I don't think they can.
Come again?
I don't think they can.
Are you familiar?
Maybe.
Are you familiar with a software called Pegasus?
Ah.
I think it was, I think it was made in Israel, and it's sold to, basically, I think it's sold to governments across the world.
I think the first time I heard about it was on
Yeah. Believe me, they can.
So they can retrieve, one's view
files. One's view files are, look, all you just have to do is be in good terms with Mark Zuckerberg, and we'll provide you those view ones that you thought you deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no one. Okay. If the 2013 Edward Snowden files actually provided us, you know, an insight in how, you know, in how powerful military technology is, mm-hmm. is that nothing on the internet is private?
No, nothing. Like nothing.
Absolutely
on the internet is
nothing.
Private,
really. Okay. So, before you send that view once, we are not saying on behalf of my gender. We are not saying stop. Well, we are, please, by any means, keep them coming. And before I spill the beans, make I run and leave you in the hands of Sizuma Salicho with Voma Nalisa, Voma Corporate Nalisa, and Vo Franzi Nigel. Look out for an happy Kamuso. Amusiali Hande. Please tell me the radio is working in Zambezi.
No,
my God, I'm getting fluent in Lozi here. My in-law is not getting it.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sung Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-0683. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.